Community radio depends on your participation. The majority of our support comes from people just like you. Let us know that you value the insight and information, local action, and global engagement KGNU offers by making a donation today on Colorado Gives Day. Find KGNU on ColoradoGives.org, and thank you.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a very special edition of Cabaret, because tonight, your community radio station, KGNU, is out in the community at Richard Townsend's home in Centennial, Colorado. And our special guest tonight is guitarist, composer, author, and teacher, Neil Haverstick.
Thank you.
Hey, Neil.
Hey.
That was a pretty soul-transforming piece. What is the name of that?
That's Alien Blues Man. I'm playing it on my 7-string fretless. And the thing I like about doing blues on the fretless, I mean, blues is really microtonal anyway, but with the fretless, you just have all the options you want. Works perfect.
So you can bend notes and find notes in between notes and...
Well, yeah, in this case, you don't actually bend. You more slide on this. You slide in between them.
So that's fretless?
That's fretless.
But I'm sorry, I see those vertical lines.
Yeah. That's filled in. That's some kind of wood putty they use.
Oh.
A friend of mine named Brian Deckebach did this work a few years ago for me.
Okay, all right. So, and can you talk about your pedal system here?
Yes, I will. I got two pedal boards. One is a standard you could buy at a guitar center. It's a Boss pedal board. I've got 5 delay pedals and a reverb. And in that, the reason I have the delays, and everybody should know this, I'm doing what's called looping. I mean, I don't have a band with me. So you can set up these loops, which you heard in the background when I was soloing, and then you solo on top of them. And a lot of guitar players are doing that lately. It's a pretty big thing. So when you go to Europe, you can put your pedals in your case instead of taking a trio with you. A little cheaper. And the other pedal board was built for me by a very brilliant student of mine named Wesley Noonan. And I want to put a plug in for Wes. He builds guitars. He repairs guitars. He does pedal boards. If you need any work done, this kid is really, really good. It's a beautiful, beautiful board. And so on that one, I've got a guitar synth, another guitar synth, distortion, a couple more delays, wah-wah, and volume pedal.
But for the purposes of the song, Alien Blues Band, you just use those pedals, right?
I use 2 of the 3 delays,
Right.
And on the next one, I'm not going to use any of them, actually.
Okay.
And then on a couple of them, I'm going to use all 3 delays, so you set up these kind of orchestral backgrounds.
Yeah. And that's the part that kind of gets you as far as being some sort of, it kind of starts to take your mind somewhere else, is when you keep hearing these things repeat themselves, and then there's other parts that are built into it. It's a pretty cool effect.
Well, it takes my mind somewhere else. Yes.
There you go. And you usually don't do this, but in the middle of that piece, though, you were sort of string shredding there. That's not like you, huh?
You know, I just do that when it hits.
Yeah.
When it hits. I think this might sound kind of silly, but it isn't. I don't think fast playing is any different than slow playing. It's just a thing you can do, just a thing you have in your arsenal.
Right. Yeah.
And if it feels right, I think it was Chick Corea gave a definition once of fast playing that I really liked. It's exhilarating. It's kind of like being on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it?
Yeah.
So that's kind of fast bursts, if you will.
Mm-hmm. So is this piece the same when you play it every time?
Well, it's the same
parts of it.
It's the same format, like those little low blues licks. That's to set up the rhythm. And then I kind of know where I'm going, but everything you heard was just off the cuff.
Wow.
But within parameters that I already knew about.
Right.
That makes sense.
But there's enough of that song in there, the riffs in the song, the signature riffs in that song, that I know I've heard that before, you know.
Yes, I did it on our show a couple years ago, and I did it at Swallow Hill last year, too. So I'm still trying to get the best possible version.
Yeah.
That might be it.
I think it's that riff, that lower riff, you know.
And that's all you need in blues. It's just a little... Da 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 da. That's I'm ready.
Yep.
Two notes, and you know what? I'm ready.
Cool. No, I enjoyed it. So, where are we going to go next, Neil?
I'm going to get my 34 tone acoustic and do a piece called From the West. On our show a couple years ago, I finished that out as a little vamp, you know, because we only had a couple minutes. But I decided to go ahead and I decided I wanted a little shred piece.
Oh, we're going to do some more shredding.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
The original of this piece is on my second album, Acoustic 6. It's 18 minutes long.
All right.
I did it in El Paso. Did you ever meet Ernie, my drummer, Ernie Cruz?
Oh.
Probably not. Well, he played tabla, and we did this live, and I've been doing it a long time, and I found some new stuff when I was practicing this week. So we'll see how it comes out.
Nice. Okay.
From the West.
From the West. Thank you. Hey, Neil.
Hey.
So you call that From the West?
From the West.
And when did you compose that?
You know, that's a great question. A lot of my pieces have been around for 30 years. I had a version of this on 12-tone guitar. This is my 34-tone guitar. I had a version of this 12-tone years and years and years ago. And then I just adapted it.
Oh, wow.
So I actually got that from all the J.S. Bach I listened to, because he would compose something and then and rewrite it for the lute. Oh, I like it. Then he'd rewrite it for the orchestra. So he was always taking pieces and changing them.
Wow.
So like when he wrote his, he has a very famous Mass in B minor he wrote many years into his career. He didn't write that. It was taken from this piece 20 years ago, and then he grabbed that piece from an old and assembled it.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Does the piece change when you move it from instrument to instrument?
Yes.
Okay. In what way does it change?
Well,
what changes?
Okay, for example, Bach wrote six suites for cello, which are very famous. Well, he took the fifth cello suite and wrote it for the lute. And they have the manuscript in Tokyo, of all places. It's his handwriting. And so on the cello, you can't do any bass notes. Well, on the lute, he added a lot of bass notes.
Yeah. Oh.
So you can study that and say, oh, wow, so here's how he used bass notes. It's fascinating.
But how did From the West, did that change when you moved it to that guitar?
It did, because now I get the extra notes.
Right.
In 12-tone music, we have only 12 notes in the chromatic scale. Well, this has 34 notes.
Yeah.
So I have an 11-note scale I use for this that you could not do in a 12-tone guitar. There's just not enough notes on it. So I get these little half steps like this. It would normally sound like this.
Oh, yeah.
Hear the difference? Which I really like.
Nice.
This is kind of like my tribute to Eastern music.
Well, that was going to be one of the things I was going to bring up. I was hearing lots of Eastern sounds in there and maybe a touch of flamenco when you were doing that heart strumming.
I did a lot of flamenco in the early 80s.
Wow.
I used to play with flamenco dancers.
Oh, you did?
I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
I still got one.
Can you talk about those frets for the purposes of our listeners out there?
Sure.
If they can imagine, they're bigger at the top near the headstock. And I know I sound like such a layman. And then they get smaller as you go down to the guitar hole.
Yeah, that's just the math of keeping the pitches where they're supposed to be. John Sterrett could explain that better than me. So 34 notes of the octave is almost 3 times 12.
Yeah.
But I have a 36-tone guitar, too, but I played at the gig the Richard filmed last year. And so it's exactly 3 12-tone systems interlaced into a 36-tone. So on my 36-tone guitar, you can actually play regular 12-tone music because it's in there.
Yeah.
But then you drop a fret and you're in la-la land. Yeah. Kind of like with this.
Hey, Neil, what's next?
Okay, this is Spider, which I have a number of versions on, and this is the electric version, which I recorded in 1999 in my Other World CD. And I don't play this one live that often, so we're going to give her a shot here. Based off a 19-tone serial row, which we'll talk about. So here we go.
Thank you. So, Neil, that's the Great Spider tune, the legendary, one of your signature pieces, for sure.
I've got that on 5 of my CDs, all different versions.
All different versions, all different instruments.
So it's always 19-tone guitar. Yeah. Acoustic, or I've got 4 electrics and 1 acoustic.
For the radio.
Sure.
Can you show us, like, play some of the 19, the scales where you actually work in every note?
Like, well, we're what now?
Well, like you were showing us earlier.
Yeah, so here's the serial row. This is all 19 notes. This is a melody. So all 19 notes are played before you repeat one. And don't ask me how I came up with that.
That's beautiful.
No idea.
I love it.
There's variations. And so everything you heard, I did some kind of free... That was just spontaneous, but everything in that piece is based off that serial row.
So I also heard some jazz riffs in there. Can you explain that, or am I just hearing?
Well, those? I think the deal with that is I've just played so many styles that...
All right. So I'm just going to hear things.
Who knows? But there was no... I didn't get rockabilly in.
No, I didn't hear that. So this is, personally for me, and maybe it is for Richard, this is kind of like, I don't know, it's something that when I hear this music, it sort of does something to me. It sounds so foreign, but yet it's so, in a way, it's uplifting. And it does something to your soul in a way that I can't explain. Now, what do you feel like after you finish one of these very complex compositions?
Man. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, look.
But does it do anything to your physical being or your spiritual being?
Yeah, yeah. What you said, there's different, you know, when you're playing Zydeco and rock, it's dance music, you're out to have some fun. And yeah, it feeds your soul too. But this is, I really am trying to create a different world.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. A whole different sound experience. And you don't hear a whole lot of 19-tone guitar, so, and it's a serial row to boot. So it's pretty abstract, but I think it's doable. I don't think it's that bad.
No, it's great, but I guess it just does something to me. I don't know. It's
I appreciate it.
In a positive way, of course. Thank you. All right, Neil, what are we going to do next?
On to the next one. I'm going to do a new piece, which I don't even have a title for. This is on 12-tone guitar. It was written that way many years ago. I found two chords that I loved the sound of.
All right.
And I've had them sitting around for probably 25 years. And the other night when I was rehearsing, I said, got it. So we're going to, this will be the first time I've ever played this.
Wonderful.
I don't even have a name for it yet.
The world premiere.
World premiere.
All right.
Or the centennial premiere. How's that?
Thank you. This has been the Cabaret Program here on listener-supported community radio, KGNU, with Neil Haverstick. He spoke with KGNU's Dan Wilging. This was recorded at a home in Colorado. So thanks to Dan and Neil and Richard Townsend for producing that for us. For more information about Neil Haverstick and microtonal guitars in general, you can go to his website, microstick.net, or look him up on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. This has been the Cabaret Program, where you can hear live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Do stay tuned for Corriente coming up at the top of the hour.
KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You are now tuned into KGNU's Corriente.